Good morning with us on a Monday, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And the sure sign of spring today, Alan, as the rest of baseball, opening day yesterday with the Cubs and the Cardinals. The Cardinals won, but today starts the usual WAMC newsroom battle over who's better, the Mets, the Yankees, or my beloved Red Sox.
Well, yes, those are all three favorites around here. As you know, you're the Red Sox guy. Ian Pickus is the Yankees guy. And Ray Graff is the long-suffering Mets guy. And so it's very interesting to watch this tripartite newsroom battle going on. As the arbiter of these things, I say go Mets.
Hey, Ray will be happy with that. Nice. You chose the Mets this time. Actually, I also saw in the Times, Alan, that they're changing the buoys on the Hudson River, which is the real sign of spring.
That's right. You know, the Hudson gets a lot of ice in it. And once that ice melts, it's really quite something. And spring has sprung. Tra-la-la.
And Governor Andrew Cuomo registered a committee Friday to raise money to run for re-election as governor. That's according to the State Board of Elections website.
Well, that's interesting. There are those people who think, I'm just finishing Michael Schneerson's excellent biography of Cuomo, really first rate. There are those people who think that when you're governor and you start to make enemies, it's best to get out before too late. And so there are a lot of people who are saying that he won't run again. We see Representative Chris Gibson from the Kinderhook area with tremendous credentials, been on this radio station many times and gearing up to take the governor on. And it all depends how it plays out. I'm sure that Cuomo is thinking, well, if Hillary runs for president and if she wins, that blocks me from going that way. And if there's a cabinet post, I don't know which one it'll be. So maybe I better stay here and run for governor. It'll be tempting for the governor. We'll see.
This headline, Alan, Jeb Bush as inevitable choice, Republicans say not so fast, from the New York Times, 3 months into what allies once confidently described as a shock and awe drive to overcome his rivals and dominate the Republican presidential field. Jeb Bush's early campaigning looks like the juggernaut that wasn't.
The problem, of course, is do the Republicans want to win? If they want to win, then I believe that Bush is their natural choice. He's popular. He's got the right last name. He has an air of dynasty about him. And some of the guys on the far right are scrapping and saying, they want to win, guys like Cruz and others. My sense of that is that the middle class are the ones who make an election go, and the middle class will find that the right-wingers are just too far out there. So therefore, Bush becomes a good choice if they want to win. Nevertheless, you got to get through the primaries. In the primaries, the right-wing voters come out. A very small percentage of the group of the Republicans are out there making these choices. And if Bush goes to a place like New Hampshire and loses, and there's no question he could, then his chances become diminished.